There's a lot of cultivation going on in the spirit. We know a lot of scriptures and we went through a lot of things over these years. But as we aim to set the church in Ephesians 4:11 through 16 properly, all of us are going to have to make some changes. And so that's why I want you to listen with change on your mind. Regular will be taken over with revelation. Things you didn't get the right report back on going to be changed. You're going to stop dealing with symptoms and deal with solutions. And that's your father. This is your father's desire. It's coming through my spirit. This is a desire that we know we got some work to do. All right? And we have to permit the Holy Spirit to make some changes. Don't be contrary. Every street you go down, you're really not going to know how you're going to get to your destination. But you're going to come to a point where you trust in Him, not for the same old, same old. I guess you can call it a flow in the spirit that will, well, it's kind of rhyme, but it's good. Put more flavor in your life. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Well, Father, we thank you tonight as we train in the word. Let us train the way you want us to train. Let us see what you want us to see. Let me deal with the ego. We must shed the ego down that is going in the wrong direction. And that a meekness and a humbleness will take you over and put you in a flow you never seen before. Yeah, yield to my word, yield to revelation, yield to knowledge, yield to anointing, yield to enlightenment and excitement. When the Spirit of the Lord come upon you, praise Him. Thank Him for His goodness. Honor Him. And the more you honor Him, you're giving Him the right to honor you, says the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 All right. You're going to open your Bibles to Genesis. And it won't be hard to find the text tonight. Genesis chapter 1. We're going to read the scripture, then we're going to sit down. I started to tell you a few things to open me up. But I think I'll just go ahead on and read these 9 scriptures. Genesis 1:3. And I want you to underline, and God said. Every time you see that, underline it. That's why y'all need a Bible. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. In verse 6, it says, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the water, and let it divide the waters from the water. And you go down and see exactly what He said. Verse 9. And God what?
Said.
All right. Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto the one place. And let the dry land appear. And it was so. Verse 11. What did he start off with?
And God said.
And God said that the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. Verse 14. What happened? God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. Let them be for signs and for season and for days and for years. You read on, you see it happens just like he said. Verse 20. Why he keep doing this? What is he trying to tell us? What is he trying to show us? Could it be he's trying to show us the most highest thing, the highest way to function in the spirit realm? Is he trying to show us how much authority that we really have? Even without praying. We know prayers are important, but yet it seemed like, I'm going to get ahead of myself a little bit, but if God constructed the whole world by saying some things, and why he kept saying, and God said, and God said, 9 times, and God said, yeah, you about to say something. The 24th verse, and God said. The 26th verse, and God said. I counted, I might have missed one, but it's 11 times, I saw. 11 times, and God said, and everything he said came to pass. All right, you may be seated. Before I give you a subject matter, I'm going to say a few things to get us in the same pasture or the same surrounding. And I know the first thing I'm about to say is going to be a uplifting force for you. You don't mind being uplifted, do you? Many things in your life will be removed out of the impossible zone tonight. Do you hear me online? Many things in your life will be removed out of the impossible zone tonight. Now, that's not the subject. I didn't give you the subject. It's just some things I got to preliminary go over before we get to the subject so you understand it better. The simplicity of all victories will be opened up in your life tonight. The simplicity. Listen to me, children. The simplicity of all victories, yes, will be opened up in your life tonight. Now, we're dancing in Ephesians 4, 11 through 16, where you should have been. We're dancing in Ephesians 4, 11 through 16, where you should have been all the while. Listen to this. The Holy Ghost said that I had to breathe a while. Your mouth is a supernatural weapon when trained properly. What? You asked that point next to you. Did you hear that? Your mouth is a supernatural weapon when trained properly. You got to listen to catch this now. Many people may say things, but when the owner speaks, the conversation is over. And you are the owner. You understand that?
Yes.
Satan lied. He lied. Everything he holding back from you, he lied. He can't whoop you. He can't stop you. He can't bond you. He can't hold you back. Every forward step you need to make, you're going to make it. Now let me give you that statement again. Many people may say things, including the devil. And the person who don't like you. But when the owner speak, the conversation is over. You understand that when the owner speak, you the owner. Jesus made you the owner. The Holy Spirit is pulling me here, and I didn't write that down, but he's saying something to me now about creating in you a sonship voice. You won't just be talking scriptures. You just won't be quoting in chapter 5, verse 14, but you're going to be, you're going to have the voice of God. See, that's what he designed for you to have. When you speak, it's just like him speaking. When he speak, it's just like you speaking. You're supposed to be speaking the same thing. You listening? Watch this now. This is heavy. Y'all supposed to be speaking the same thing because y'all are speaking with the same power. Actually, God, when you properly train as a Christian, God gives you his voice. God gives you Jesus' voice. God gives you the Holy Ghost voice. You're not a regular person. You got to watch what you say. Other words, I'm hearing now, you have creation in your voice. Because the Creator lives on the inside of you. We'll get there. When the owner speak, we got to take our ownership. You know what I'm saying? May all the begging be took out of your tongue tonight. You don't have no reason to beg. Owners don't beg. I come out of my yard, my motorcycle in my yard, and I say, "Please, can I ride it?" Yeah. I just cross it and hit the engine and ride it. I own it. John, you got to pray before you ride your bike. You got to pray and ask somebody, "Can you ride it?" Oh, no. Now, listen very carefully. I'm going to give you three scriptures which go with this. God's word in your mouth properly is unstoppable. God's word in your mouth properly is unstoppable. Let's look at Matthew 24:35. Can you put it on the board for me, Matt? Because I got three scriptures and I got a lot of stuff I got to say. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. It's such an important thing. I think Matthew said it. Mark 13:31. It's an emphasis that the Holy Ghost put in here. Mark 13:31. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. He said it again, didn't he? All right. Luke 21:23. Get that word in your mouth properly, and it will not return to your void. Luke 21:23. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But warn them that were child and to them that give suck in those days, for there shall be great distress in the land and wrap upon his people. That's the wrong verse. I'll give it to you, but that's the wrong verse. I don't know what verse it is. Let me go to my next statement. I wrote it down, but I might have wrote it wrong. Let the Holy Spirit set your heart on fire with the word and speak. I think this is one right. Jeremiah 29. Let the Holy Spirit set your heart on fire with the word and speak. Jeremiah 29. Oh, y'all fall out, baby. Y'all too slow. Who back there? Luke 21:33. Go. It was saying the same thing, right? All right, let's get it. Luke 21:33. On the one prior to this one? Now, yeah, that is. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. He said it in three of the gospel, over again, almost identical, to show you that I think somewhere the church missed the word. And there's a lot of things they try to do, and they mean good. But if you don't have these office in place to challenge somebody, all this culture need to be challenged. This culture is gone plumb crazy. In the church, they're gone plumb crazy with ideas and different method and mold they're trying to, without getting revelation. Always emotion and anointing is not the same thing. All right. You can have emotion. If you're not trained, you'll think that's anointing. See, when the anointing is in a place, it begins, matter of fact, it's in there right now. It begins to operate, do surgery on your problem. And it's supernatural surgery. So in the midst of the surgery, you already know how it's going to come out. So you really don't have to deal with that no more. The only way you deal with that is saying, hallelujah. Don't care how you feel. Don't care what you see. Don't care what nobody's saying. You say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So it's going to have to be, we're going to have to work together.
Yes, sir.
Because my time with God is changing.
Yeah.
And the revelations are getting simpler and deeper. The complications of victory are over. If you be a student, if you listen, if you apply, you got divine rights to everything I'm saying. Give me Jeremiah 29. Jeremiah 29. Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 9. Let the Holy Spirit set your heart on fire with the word and speak. Let the Holy Spirit set your heart on fire with the word and speak. Can I say something to you?
Yes, sir.
None of your fires will be put out again. Can I add something on to it?
Yes, sir.
until your meal is fully cooked. Your meal is your answer, you see. Oh, come on, y'all. Your meal is your miracle. The meal is your sign. The meal is your wonder coming to pass. Unexplainable naturally. Things will begin to happen in your life. You're not going to be able to explain it to a natural person. They just don't not going to understand because it's, oh, my goodness. You, tonight, I want you to soak your tongue in supernatural grease. Oh, come on. Oh, come on now. Y'all can't let this promotion come and y'all don't change class. Tonight, by revelation, by insight, by instruction, your tongue will be soaked in supernatural grease. And the Holy Ghost is telling me this thing while I'm talking. I ain't got no supernatural grease down here. I ain't never heard of no supernatural grease. Apostolic supernatural grease. Prophetic supernatural grease. I'll say something. You heard it before, but I'm going to say it. You may not have heard it. Come on, cat. Oh, I won't lose it. Oh, my goodness. I should have said it right when I got it. Oh, my goodness. He may give it back to me. I know now. I got to say it as soon as he said it to me. There's some things I got to write down as soon as he said it to me. That's why I try to keep a pad or something around with my phone or something. The enemy don't want you to know that. So boy, he grabbed. Oh Lord, she can't know that. He grabbed it. So you got to get it down quick. Then you feed it in your spirit. It'll come back to me. We got to read Jeremiah 29. Sit down. Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. I got to say something. See, as your pastor and your apostle, I ain't shutting up when I need to say something to you. I'm going to say it right in your face. This church is not about no offering, about no money house. She might leave. What? What the heck? Somebody else will come. You don't want no pleaser in the spirit world. You don't want no pleaser. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Sometimes you need an eraser.
Yes, sir.
If he really love you, Psalm 119, 105. The word turns heaven's light on. Whatever darkness trying to come and shut you down, the word turns heaven's light on. Psalm 119, 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. No matter what's going on, thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. And so I wrote this, and then I'll go over some more things I want to bring you down in. Silence must not shut down the supernatural in your life. Solemn. There's a time to be solemn. But then there's a time to speak. All right? Don't speak what's coming against you. Speak what belongs to you. If it don't show up in October, it may show up in December. You have to know you have it. I got it now because I said it. My words cannot return to me void. Now I'm going to say something. Now, in some places, now we're passing the church up. The normal way of doing things. Y'all got to be ready for this.
Yes, sir.
See, because when a person is not intelligent about something, they're ignorant about it.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit is going to visit you. Going to visit your house. Oh, yeah, he's going to visit you in your prayer room. Oh, yeah, yeah. You changing, baby. You growing. You developing. And you want it. You actually genuinely becoming apostolic.
That's right. That's right.
All right, sit down. I'll give you the subject now, about a half hour. The power of faith spoken words. The power of faith spoken words. Now listen what he says. The secret of how to handle heaven, hell, earth, and your life. The secret, I'm going to say it again, and God said, what is it? The secret of how to handle heaven, hell, earth, and your life. The word, they produce faith and release faith. And build faith results. Here's what I want you to hear. In three words, God showed us the rim of how to rule the rim of the supernatural. And God said, wait a minute, y'all ain't. In three words, God showed us the rim of how to rule the rim of the supernatural. Why did he choose that formula? Why did he do it that way? Why did God created the whole world by saying it? He could have done it a whole lot other way, but when he kept repeating it, and God said it. And but what he's trying to tell us, his children who follow him, say it. The nine times, and God said it, and everything he said came to pass. You know what he's saying to you? You know what he's saying to you? If you're listening, if you're catching on right, tonight you've been promoted in the spirit. You're going to watch all the words.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, send it to the Mark level.
Yes, sir.
And not only God, Jesus took up where God left off at. There are some things you need to talk to. There are some no's and yes must come out of your mouth. No, this is not going to happen. Yes, that's the way it's going to happen. No, this is not going to happen. Yes, that's the way it's going to happen. And you got to have to know you got the authority and the power and the glory in you to cause those things to come to pass. I said you got the power, the glory, and the authority in you to cause those things to come to pass. What you said, not what the reverend said, not what the pope said, not what the bishop said, but what you said. In other words, you don't leave church, go home by yourself.
No.
You listening?
Yes, sir.
I wrote this down for you. Hear me tonight, because the simplicity of all victory is about to be released into your life tonight. The simplicity of all victory is being released in your life tonight. Don't go back to your old pad and your old ways. Let the fresh flow. God want to use you as an example. His church got to knock these cultures out. With all these different things they're trying to do, the power gonna let them know the real God. You know, I mean, how do you get confused about men and women? I've talked about it good much. But just read Romans chapter 1. If you read Romans chapter 1 and say you can't figure it out, you're not a child of God. Just go on back and go to praying again. Now turn to Mark. And God said, and Jesus said, and you said. That's what he's trying. What he was trying to tell you before we get there, but I'm going to tell you ahead of time. But what he was trying to tell you in Mark 11:23, your life's supposed to be just like me. Yes. Just like him. He said, see, your life's supposed to be functioning just like I'm functioning over here in the beginning. And I made everything. I made it possible through Jesus for your life to be the same way. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's sad. I'm not just right. Y'all don't saying it with enough vigor. That's too powerful to say that's right. That's too powerful. You mean I can talk like God? Yes. You mean I have God's voice? Yes. You mean I have Jesus' voice? Yes. You mean I have the Holy Ghost's voice? Yes. You mean when the devil hear me talk, he hearing God? Yes. You mean when problems hear me talk, they hearing God? Yes. Are you telling me I have a creative tongue in my mouth? Yes. Don't let your feeling run you. Don't let the report run you. You run the report. Report say one thing, you say what you want. Every time you're going to win. I never lost a battle in 57 years. I'm not preaching just from information. I'm preaching from manifestation. I'm not preaching just from manifestation. I'm preaching from demonstration. God has never let me down. If you love him and you walk with him and you trust him, he'll never, the devil's a lie. Something you're going through right now, you think the Lord gonna let you down? No! He never let you down. Matter of fact, while you sitting under all this worry and this anointing tonight, he's doing something for you right now. he's straightening out something right now. I say he's straightening out something right now. Online, you hear what I say? He's straightening out something for you right now. Tell somebody, God doing something for me right now. Oh, I feel, oh my goodness. Oh man. My. Hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. I'm gonna use some broken English, but I heard him say it. It ain't bad as it look. Are you hearing me? This is not going to be normal, what I'm about to say now. Mistakes sometimes promote you. Because you find out you can't do it yourself. So you repent. And God puts you on another level. I said, and God puts you on another level. Somebody about to go to another level tonight. Are you ready for another level? I'm ready for another level. You ready? You ready? Let's go. Go to the next level. See if anybody can agree with this. It's an old saying. I'm gonna see if you agree with it and rejoice about it. He brought me a mighty long way. Have it brought you to anything? Yeah. Well, go ahead and shout about it. He bringing me through something right now. 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 I can't preach much more, man. Jesus. Well, I'll sit down for a few minutes. Let me see if I can finish. I know. I understand. I realize you're getting it. That's what would make me so happy and rejoiceful that you're mature enough to get it. You know, I can sense in you. You're getting it. You're going to use it immediately. Your abusive days are over. You're not going to be abused because of the color of your skin. And you don't have to push it. Walk in it. Walk in the victory. When you're walking in revelation knowledge, when you're walking in the anointing, nobody can stop you. That's right. Oh, glory to God. Everybody under the sound of my voice, you're gone to another level. In the spirit, I can sense it. In the spirit, you gone to another level. Matter of fact, I just heard something else. And I got to explain it because I'm catching. How can I say this, Lord? Because it sounds like I'm saying something else. So give me time to explain it. The joy of the Lord Eraser is in the house tonight. Let me explain it now. Everything that was messing with your joy is being erased. I'm trying to say it the best way I can. You see. The joy of the Lord Eraser. See, not erasing the joy. It's erasing what's stopping the joy. Yeah. So it sounds backwards. It sounds like you got a joy eraser, but it's not erasing the joy. It's erasing things that blocking the joy. You see it? It's a little complicated. Wonder who not yet tonight. Lord have mercy. I feel so sorry for them. They don't even have the TV on. Oh, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Y'all ready to go a little higher? I'm going to make the devil late every time he try to stop you. I ain't going to tell y'all no more. I ain't going to tell y'all what I'm hearing. Otherwise, you're going to be so much in place. What the devil try to stop, he's going to be too late. Write it down again if you write it down again. Hear me tonight, because the simplicity of all victory is about to be released into you tonight. To you now. We got it, and God said, right? Created the whole world by saying something, right? Now let's look at and Jesus said, and you said. Everything must obey when you speak the words of God. You know this scripture, death and life. And the power of the tongue, Proverbs 18:21. Satan will use your tongue to enforce his attack. Satan will use your tongue. Well, I don't know how they're going to make it now. That's Satan. God ain't got no language like that. Listen, my brothers and sisters, listen. Everybody go through something. Some people just don't make reports for the devil. Apostle go through things. Pastor, go through. Yes. I don't pop. Yes. And I don't bear witness for Satan. Yes. And the Lord's going to make a way somehow. The Lord already made a way. You waiting on the Lord to make a way, you lost. Your way is already made. You blessed right now. I don't care how it look, how it feel, what anybody's saying. Sit down. Speak the word only. Matthew 8:8. Repeat and rehearse what God say. And reverse all that Satan is trying to say in your life. For hell is over. Let me get it again. Repeat and rehearse what God said. And reverse all that Satan is trying to say in your life. For hell is over. My Lord, I see I got 14 minutes. That's 14 minutes to hour, my dear Junior. I'm on the clock up there, I got 14 minutes left.
Yes, sir.
For at McDowell?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's just, this is beautiful. Go to Mark. No, we can't leave it out. Go to Mark, and we'll close there. In Mark chapter 11, verse 11, and Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple. And when he had looked around about all things, and now the eventide has come, he went out unto Bethany with the 12. Right? You hear me? And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. Jesus was hungry. And seeing a fig tree, a lying fig tree. Because they had leaves, supposed to have fig. And seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, he came if happily he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of fig was not yet, so the tree was out of order. And Jesus, verse 14, answered, Oh Lord, whatever dealing with you, you got to give it an answer. Don't repeat the problem. Search the scripture, get the answer. Say the answer. The symptoms say you're sick, the Bible say you're well. I sent my word to heal you. What am I believing, the symptom or the scripture? Many of y'all up in here tonight getting healed. Many of y'all online right now getting healed. Send me the report. I decree and declare healing flow through you tonight. Symptoms don't rule our body. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. I don't care how long it's been there, got to go. Stop talking about it. Stop quoting it. Quote the word. Declare you're free. Man. Jesus, you told him that nobody gonna eat nothing there, right? And in the morning, you stay standing, we're gonna close. In the morning, the 20th verse said, in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Now there's a revelation now. The revelation. When you first speak to something, it may look the same. But when God deals with something, he don't deal with the surface. See, I bet you look at that tree. That tree looked just the same way. It had a tree leaf on it. But it went to the roots. That's why you wanted to go, so it can't come back no more. Right now, when I just spoke, God healing somebody. God, he's doing it. At the root. So what you got to do now, you got to praise him. I got it. You got to thank God all these years, but I got it. Under the anointing, I got it. Don't let symptom, feeling, sound, nothing else stop you. Thy word is a lamp to your feet and a light to your path. The entrance of thy word giveth light. My word will not return to me void. It will accomplish what I set it out to do. We got to deal with the root of things. Not the surface, not the little stuff we can see and people can say naturally. They don't know who they're talking to. Well, stop all that old crazy. I'm getting old. Shut your mouth up. Get from around me. Come on, I can't see too good. And I go downstairs and I'm, what I'm down here for? What do you? He promised you 120 years. Kenneth Copeland, the only one I heard made the announcement. He gave a date and a time. He said, I'm going to leave 120 years. The 88 is up now. Y'all, we go to accepting reports and feeling. I mean, you know, I ain't going much further. She. You better get out of my way. Y'all gonna stick y'all with me? I tell you what, I'm just gonna say, you get enough word to stay here. You get enough word. You getting enough word. This is Wednesday night. See, I go 100%. I don't care what night it is. I go 100%. I want you to leave here with something.
Yes.
You know, I want to minister to you.
Yes.
We'll just come here and sing a few songs and get happy and dance a little bit. They ain't got no power. You need to have revelation.
Yes.
You need to be anointed.
Yes.
You need to have peace in your heart.
Yes.
Everything going to work out.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. I got to hurry. I got to read this because I'm not going to be able to get back to it. In the morning, verse 20, in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remember, said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree, which thou Christ, is withered away. And Jesus said, let me teach you a lesson now. I did that for you to see it. I want you to know you can do the same thing. And I want you to know, and Jesus said to the fig tree, He had no axe. He stayed there no 3 hours and talked to that tree. When you talk to that problem, leave it. If it come back, you say, hell no. Feeling must not rule your faith. Your faith must rule your feelings. Facts must not rule your faith. Your faith must rule facts.
Yes,
sir. Oh, Lord. I got to say this, Lord. Let me go to my seat, Lord. Family must not rule your faith. Faith must rule your family. Don't tell me I can't praise God. Don't tell me I can't go to that church down in that room. Don't tell me I can't pray in tongues. Don't tell me I don't know what I'm doing. I'm advancing. And Jesus said, them have, verse 22, have faith in God. Here's verse 23. Here's God in Genesis 1.
Yes,
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 sir.
For verily I say unto you, underline saying that voice, wife have. Verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say,
mm-hmm.
See it?
Yes, sir.
Second time, unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he say. Got one more time. And shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever. Now, to make sure you know, I got to close. He's putting you in another category. He's not talking about prayer there. Because the next verse talk about prayer. He's talking about Genesis 1. Huh?
Yes, sir.
He said, at the end of this verse, he shall have what? What? I got one of them black cars. I forgot what kind of car that was. It cost a lot of money. Huh? American Express is a black car. It's just, I mean, no limit on it. I mean, you can buy a house with it, I guess. You just basically anything you want to buy. Because it got, you know, a certain category. I sent it back. I said, shit, I don't need this thing. But here it is right here. I don't have to pay no interest on it. A lot of guys across the country trying to follow me, and they trying to tell people, I see you now. I need 10 people bringing $1,000. I ain't never said that. You ain't following me. I said money coming. See? God, people need to be trained right.
Yes.
You need to listen to God.
Yes.
And not be read 15 scriptures trying to get you to support something God told you to do. God told me about this ministry. He gonna support it.
Yes, sir.
I ain't got no budget. A budget is a buzzer. Blessed and budget can't stay in the same basket. So all them little budgets y'all got and y'all worried about it, don't worry about it. It's gonna be there when you need it. I speak payoff on you. Woo! I speak payoff. You don't have to know how. Therefore, I send to you what things soever you desire when you pray. Believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. But here we got God and Jesus doing it the same way. And passing it over to us. He said for us to say it. In his authority. And get his result. Lift your hand and praise God.